Hello and welcome to This Nomad Life. My name is Minivan Lee. I've been a nomad for 4 years, living full-time in my minivan. My suitcase is always packed and ready to go because my home is on wheels. And my motto is fall in love with your future, and I want you to fall in love with yours too. There's a link below if you'd like to contribute to my travels. YouTube channel is Minivan Lee. Click on the YouTube button. So let's get started with the first This Nomad Life episode. Today we have Red, who is a fellow minivan dweller and a good friend. Hello, Red.
Hi, Lee. How are you doing today?
I'm really good.
Good.
So, Red, how long have you been living in your minivan?
I've been living in my van going on 4 years. Off and on. I'm saying I stayed with someone for about a year, 6 months, and then another 6 months with somebody else. But I've been in more than my land for going on 4 years now.
All right. Well, that's about the same as me. Do you have any storage, or is everything that you own here?
I do keep a storage room wherever I go. In the cities that I go, I keep a storage room for some of my major stuff, such as my tools, my extra tire, and my bicycle, stuff like that. But most of what I keep in my van, I have it so that I can do from day to day, today to day, from week to week, you know what I'm saying? And if I, you know what I'm saying, once a week, once a month, I try and go to the storage and restock, rearrange.
So you, I've 4 years, you obviously like it.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love the freedom. Love the freedom.
You're a bit bigger than I am. So how is living in a minivan going as far as sleeping and moving around?
Funny you ask, because it took me about 6 months to figure out a comfortable spot.
Yeah.
I tried the seats, you know, with the seats in it, across the seats, seats out, in the middle, on the left, on the right. Finally, I've got a spot, you know what I'm saying, behind my driver's seat, and I've got my air mattress, and that's pretty much keeps me, you know what I'm saying, where I always have my bed set up. Kind of semi-futon bed, futon, says the same thing, but it keeps comfortable, keeps me in enough room, and that's what having a van does for you. You have enough room to stretch. I can stretch my feet and my arms straight out, and I never touch the seats or the back of the van.
Very good. On my YouTube channel, I've had people ask me, they will mention, Lee, you look small. Oh, yeah, we've got Sapo here. Hi, Sapo. He sees another dog, and that's fine. Go, Sapo. Go. Get
that's
him.
My little Sapo.
Yeah. So they asked, they said, well, yeah, but Lee, you're small. Will I be able to fit? So tell us how tall you are.
I'm 5'10".
Okay. So. Very good. So, yeah. All right. So it can be done.
It can be done and still be comfortable. Yeah. And I, like I said, I use half of my van as my storage and the other half is my bed in the back.
Very good. So tell us about Sapo.
He's been
all
with me.
About
I've had him since he was 3 weeks old. I've had him. He's seen both oceans with me. We started down in the Gulf of Mexico. So he loves to travel. I've made him as a travel dog. As you
what,
can tell,
he
always lets us know.
He's
a Chihuahua.
Chihuahua. Oh, he's a Chihuahua.
Yeah. See, like I said, I love Chihuahuas because they do let you know somebody's around.
Yeah. So I have actually seen you before where you're over barbecuing with your other friends and you leave Sapo here and he's got, and you have your van open. So mm-hmm. He is guarding.
He's my guard in my van.
Very good.
I used to stop at rest stops when I travel. And I'll leave my doors open and they go to sleep. Because I try not to travel in the heat of the day, like between 2 and 6. So that's usually when I'm at a rest stop, find me a shade spot, and he gets to run around and do what he does.
Right. Any advice for new pet owners as a nomad?
I would say try and keep your pet as small as possible. Because when it comes to the van and storage and bed and sleeping, it's hard for a big dog. I do know people that do have big dogs. I know they have labs. I know they have pits. You know what I'm saying? But I also see them, they have uncomfortable positions or situations sometimes, you know what I'm saying, where there's just not enough room. You know what I'm saying? Or the dog's, you know what I'm saying, got to have his big room. So a smaller dog, I think, is the better. I would think so anyway.
How is it with going to the vet?
To the vet?
Yeah.
I myself, I'm saying you can call around if you look online. There's vets that'll help you if you're homeless or if you don't have enough funds, where they do give you coupons, I'm saying, for your vet. That same thing here in Reno. I took him to a vet through off online, and they gave him all the shots, bag of dog food, a collar, a leash, everything he needed.
So basically call, who would, if they're a nomad and they're traveling, and let's say their funds, they don't have a lot of funds, but they do want to have a dog. Because I know that's some of the drawbacks mm-hmm. of having a dog or even a cat yeah. is the vet bills. what agency would they call?
Go to Google and look on veterinarians for homeless. Start there, and then they'll give you start leading.
And then
from there.
Maybe put in the city or something city, like that.
Yeah,
okay.
The Reno, in Reno, Nevada, okay. Wherever I'm saying. But I'm saying that's
good advice.
Yeah, that's usually where I go all the time.
Yeah.
I look up wherever I'm at.
Because I know a lot of my listeners, they're elderly or they're seniors or they're retired and they're just living on, you know, sometimes just a little bit of Social Security. Well, I put my budget out there too. Mm-hmm. That's one of the drawbacks of having a pet for me. Other than the fur, I always mention that fur going on. But one of the reasons is vet bills too.
Yeah.
So that's good advice. Thank you.
And that is a good thing too about something you brought up about long hair and short hair dogs. I have friends of mine that do have long hair, and it does get to be a problem. Yeah. It's just something you deal with having a pet.
Okay. So. Yeah. What do you eat regularly as a nomad in your minivan?
Normally, I eat a lot of fruit. That's what sustains me anyway. I usually have to try and have my meals, but I usually have one meal, maybe two meals a day, and they're usually small. And when I'm hungry, if I'm not hungry, I usually don't eat. But I do always keep fruit around: watermelon, bananas.
Fruit.
Grapes, and tomatoes, fruits and vegetables, stuff like that to eat.
Very good. So, do you travel often?
I like to travel often, I'm saying. So that's what I'm saying. That's what I do. But you're looking at traveling from state to state, or like here, you know what I'm saying? I'm in Reno. I like to travel. Last weekend, we went out traveling down to Carson City just to see the waterfalls. So
right.
We spent the day out at the waterfalls. So right. If that type of travel, yes. Every city I go to, I like to go visit places to go. Same thing. Go to Google and say places to go in Reno, Nevada, and they'll show you where to start looking.
You've made some lifelong friends here in Reno, haven't you?
Yeah, I have.
I consider myself a lifelong friend.
Because yes. I left from Reno for a year and a half and came back, and they were all still here.
Yep. So. Very good. Very good. How do you support your lifestyle?
Support my lifestyle? Monetarily, I do get my check once a month, I'm saying, so that takes care of my mandatory bills.
Yes.
You know, insurance for the car, stuff like that, and my phone, stuff like that, you know. Other than that, I'm saying, you know, I do work temporary jobs. Like here in Reno, I work, I'm saying, there's always events. So I look around for events to stuff to do, and I work unarmed security. A lot of temp services, so wherever you go, just go to temp service, and you can get 1 or 2, 3, 4 days in, and then if that's all you want, then that's all you need.
Good suggestion. Everybody hear that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, temp services.
Yeah, temp services. That's the way to go.
Perfect for a nomad.
Mm-hmm. For a nomad, yep.
So what do you enjoy the most about nomad life?
Freedom.
Freedom.
As you can tell, freedom.
Yes, me too.
You know, and that's what I'm saying. Same thing for Sapo, you know what I'm saying, my dog. You know what I'm saying? He has the freedom to run around on the grass and play in the grass and all he wants to do all day.
So. What do you enjoy the least?
The least? Weather sometimes, or something, you have to really watch out. You have to look out for what to do, what time of year you're at, to whether you're in the rainy season or you're in the winter season or in the summer. So that's the only thing I'm saying. You know, the least of it is having to huddle down in the wintertime, trying to find a warm place or, you know what I'm saying, or a place, safe place.
Which is your favorite state?
My favorite
state?
So far, I'm going to say Reno. Or Nevada, if you say state,
yes.
You know what I'm saying? But Reno so far has been my best.
The city, yeah.
Yeah, because I've seen a lot more stuff here. And even like when I lived in Sacramento for a while. I love Sacramento because it's centrally located. I could come to Tahoe, 60 miles away. I could go eat fish in the harbor in San Francisco. I could go up to Oregon and be in the mountains. When I could go down and be in the beach. So whichever way I want to do, I could go skiing one day and swimming the next.
You have a bit of an accent. Where are you from?
Originally, I'm from Texas.
Texas. Texas draw, but yes.
I've tried to live in all the states that I can.
Do you have any advice for any new travelers that might actually
other than advice, I would say, you know what I'm saying, plan yourself, you know what I'm saying? Don't, and you know, always have a backup plan. Always have a backup plan, something to rely on, you know what I'm saying, that you can back up and say, okay, you know, I can't do this this month, you know what I'm saying, but I can do it next month. So have a backup plan. But always be ready for incidentals, you know, so don't, you know what I'm saying, don't put yourself out there and say, okay, that's all you got. And take your time out to look at everything around you. Because believe me, I first started doing it, and I said, I'm going to Nevada, and I drive nonstop to Nevada. Well, I missed everything in between, so I had to go do it again. I did the same route, North Carolina. I went from here to North Carolina, to Texas, back to here. That time I took to, oh, look, there's the Mississippi River. There's, you know what I'm saying, the Dam, Hoover Dam. There's the Grand Canyon. There's, you know what I'm saying, Arizona. There's, so take your time and look. There's a lot of stuff to see out there. Take your time.
Have you spent much time in Arizona? Because that's my state.
No. I've been through it more than I've spent there, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I have, you know what I'm saying? I've enjoyed the times I've been in Arizona.
So, coming from Texas, when you have coming up to Nevada, did you have to go through? Or did you go through, like, Oklahoma?
No, I went through Arizona and New Mexico and all that, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Because I was going to Hoover Dam. I wanted to go see Hoover Dam. Okay. So, that's the route that it took me through.
Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I appreciate this. This is my first episode.
Well, that's good. I'm glad. I'm glad I can help you.
You are the first episode, Red. Yes.
And we have fun. You know what I'm saying? I said
we have fun here.
And that's the thing about being a nomad is to have fun. Yes. And like I said, you never know who's going to be parking next to you or around you. You know what I'm saying? When you're a nomad, so there's all. I mean, friends are people you haven't met yet.
Yes.
So.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And thank you, everyone, for listening in on this very first episode of This Nomad Life. See you next time.